He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, June the 5th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in a little bit overcast San Diego, California. I'm also the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. I call it a gotta have type tool for navigating through the market, even the free version. It will give you a lot of information on a daily basis to help you make some really, really tough decisions as markets change. All right, let's take a look here. The Dow down 27 points right now. It's a better than look kind of day, though. If you look underneath the surface of the market, there's actually quite a few stocks, quite a few sectors that are doing quite well today. But overall, the Dow is down 27 to 15,149. You think we'll hold on to that 15,000 level? You know what? I think we'll see 14,000 some odd before too long as the market continues to go sideways a little bit here and adjust. But I think we'll see 16,000 at some point in time. Who knows? Maybe by the end of the year. The S&P is down 4 right now. The S&P is at 1,627. It's holding on to that 1,600 level. The NASDAQ is down 5 this morning. The NASDAQ is at 3,439 points. The euro is holding steady at 1.31. The 10-year yield's actually coming back a little bit today on the weaker than expected ADP jobs report. And the thinking there is, well, the Fed will keep the punch bowl out there if the jobs picture is not improving. We're at 2.11. Gold up $4 to $1,402 per ounce. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where right now, ever since the Fed's comments last week about maybe, if, could, well, it doesn't really, you know, all of these ambiguous types of comments about the QE, the bond buyback program that they've been had in place here for quite some time. All eyes have been on the financial reports, the economic reports that come out on a weekly basis, the jobs reports, the ISM numbers, the purchasing managers index, inflation, and everything. And every time a financial report comes out, everybody asks themselves, oh boy, what does that mean? Does that mean that the Fed will pull the punch bowl? Or does that mean the Fed will leave the punch bowl out there, meaning the bond buyback program? And today, no different. You know, all of these economic reports, one way or another, actually, the market is looking for bad reports on the economy right now. Yeah, that's right, bad reports. Why would bad reports be the ones that that stock market investors right now want? Because that means that the Fed is more prone to keep that punch bowl out there and keep this market drunk with happiness and giddy people drinking up big gains in the stock market. So all eyes continue to be on that. Of course, towards the end of this week, the last day of this week, we will get the non-farm jobs payroll report, otherwise known as the unemployment report, and that will be a big one. That will be a big market mover. The market continues to consolidate here for the first time in quite some time. I think it's significant that this past Tuesday was the first Tuesday in like 17 Tuesdays or something like that, that we finally had a down market. Yeah, the wind is shifting a little bit here. Instead of the wind at our backs right now, I wouldn't say the wind is in our face, but I would say that the wind is now blowing sideways, right? It's changing direction. Just this mere thought of the Fed pulling the punch bowl has got people rethinking their portfolios. And anytime they see a little bit of weakness in one of their stocks, they're prone to capture some hard-earned profits, which there's nothing wrong with. I captured some hard-earned profits here this week I sold my Home Depot for a 35% gain. I think that's the one sector that's most vulnerable is that building sector, the sector that has led the market or been at the leadership of the market for quite some time. The building sector is the most vulnerable sector to rising interest rates, isn't it? Besides the bond sector, obviously, which I would have nothing to do with at the current time. And I think that some of these building-related stocks, which I have owned in the past, the Trex Lumbers, the Lumber Liquidators, the Watsco Air Conditioning and the Heating, the Home Depots of the world, the D.R. Hortons, I have hardly any exposure. I don't know that I have any exposure. Oh, I still own one. Exposure there at all. I've pulled it back because the market rotates, sectors rotate. And if you don't stay out in front of that sector rotation, you're likely to lose some very hard-earned gains. I read today that a computer-driven fund, there's a hedge fund out there that is driven by a computer. It was one of the hottest funds in the world. It was down 13.5% last week, and it's now in the red for the year, which begs the question, can computers pick stocks? Well, you know what? In my opinion, computers are a tremendous tool. A tremendous tool in helping us to pick stocks. But I personally do not like taking out the human touch. That final buy, the pressing of the buy button or the pressing of the sell button, I believe that the human brain and a little bit of intuition, which a computer doesn't have, I think it's invaluable. You know, in today's world of sports, I know that the computer generates lineups for the baseball managers. It weighs out all of the who the pitcher is and which players have had the best record against this pitcher and which way the wind is blowing and whether it's a day game or whether it's a night game. And on and on and on, and it produces for the manager a computer lineup that the computer picks for him. Now it's up to him whether or not he's going to use that lineup or not. For instance, the computer might say that Adrian Gonzalez on the Dodgers, he does really well against this pitcher, and this is a daytime game. Daytime games are really good. Adrian Gonzalez hits really well during daytime games. This is a daytime game, and he hits lefties well. He's batting 307 versus lefties. He's only batting 266 versus righties. Therefore, he should be batting cleanup today. But what the human knows, what the manager knows, is that Adrian Gonzalez was up all night, you know, throwing up in his room, food poisoning, right? The computer doesn't know that. And you know what? As I sit here and I look at stocks every day, I obviously rely on the computer quite heavily. I have a massive spreadsheet that's on my computer that goes out and collects lots and lots of data at the end of the market day. It brings in the new earnings estimates. It brings in the new expected growth rates. It brings in the new history of the stock, the performance of the stock. It updates the valuations on the stocks. But you know what? In the end, it's a tool. It's an aid. I still visually, I mean manually, labor here, looking at stocks, hundreds of them during the day, and I see things that the computer doesn't see. And I think in the end, that human touch, for that reason, I don't like to use sell stops. You're entering them into the computer and it will automatically trigger. Even if the stock crashes down 70% overnight, your sell stop's not going to protect you against that. I prefer to get a feel for, you know, this building sector, it just looks like it's tired right now. The building sector is really afraid of this punch bowl being pulled from it right now. Rising interest rates are going to take away some of the steam that this building sector had. Therefore, Home Depot's had a nice run here. I've had a 35% gain in a large cap stock. I wish I would have bought it sooner. But you know what? 35%, whatever I owned it, 7 months is not bad. I don't like the way the stock is behaving. I don't like the way that stocks around it are behaving, other building related stocks. I just feel the intuition that it's time to go, time to take the profit. Now, the computer didn't tell me that, but I weighed heavily the numbers that the computer was generating. So in the end, you know what? I just don't think there's any substitute. How would you like to go in and tell a computer about your tonsils hurting and then have the computer go in and extract? You know what? Let's keep the human touch in investing here. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. We got a lot to talk about today. I've got five stocks written down here. I got to narrow it down to three. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we do our best to zero in and keep you in the right places at the right time and out of the wrong neighborhoods at the wrong time in this thing we call the market. Well, you know what? I read there's a lot of people that write stories about stocks, whether it's my colleagues there, guys that write for Seeking Alpha, gals that write for thestreet.com or MarketWatch, which I'm a regular contributor to all three of those. I think our last article up was on one of the stocks of the decade, which was Priceline. And that article got a lot of page views. This week we've submitted an article that should go up today, but it's not up yet, so I won't tell you what stock it is just yet. But you know what? I also see the other headlines, and I follow a lot of these people on Twitter, and there's very few of them that I agree with. I guess, you know what? In the way, you would think that I would be the non-contrarian because I talk about stocks that I consider to be best stocks now. And you would think that most of these people would be talking about best stocks now. But for whatever reason, that doesn't seem to be the case. I see them with the glowing reports on really lousy stocks that I feel are really lousy. And I see them knocking what I consider to be really, really good stocks. So, you know what? Maybe I'm the contrarian. I don't know. Listen, I just go with the flow. I go where the best stocks are. And how do I find them? I look for performance. How can you argue that a stock that is outperforming the rest of the market on a short-term, intermediate-term, long-term basis isn't a candidate to be a best stock now? And how can you argue that a stock that possesses those traits and is still undervalued doesn't even become a better candidate as a best stock now? And how can you argue that a powerful stock chart also doesn't put the stock somewhere near or at the top of the heap? One such example that is getting knocked right now, and I think the stock can still be a big winner. It already has been a big winner. And I think it continued to be a big winner. It's a company that's kind of changed the world that they are in. It's headquartered in Los Gatos, California. No longer do we go to the video store to rent videos. I remember the little neighborhood mom and pop video stores. Boy, you'd go in there and they'd have like two copies of the hottest movie going, and you have to wait for weeks, and people would be waiting for someone to bring that thing back so that they could watch it. And in the interim, you're watching like movies from 10 years ago that nobody wants to rent. And then you always forget to return the movie on time. It was just a big hassle. You know, kids nowadays, they hardly remember those old days, do they? That's all they know is they go on to Netflix and they push a button and they've got instant streaming and they're watching the latest Disney movie. You know, I go back to the days when I was growing up, we had a drive-in theater not too far from us. And that's all they showed pretty much was Disney movies. And you had to get there like an hour and a half early to that drive-in theater and wait in a big long line for the gates to open. They would open the gates, and as soon as the parking places were full, no more cars were allowed in. And then everybody would sit and watch that Disney movie. Talk about how times have changed. Now we've got it at our fingertips. We can watch a Hollywood movie on our phone while we're traveling in the car. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But I think Netflix is still a big winner. I still think they're a dominant company at what they do. You know, over the last 10 years, Netflix, the stock, has delivered 33% per year to investors. In fact, it's one of the stocks I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now. Over the last 5 years, Netflix has delivered 47% per year, while the market's delivered 3.5% per year. Netflix has run laps around the stock market over the last 5 years. In fact, it's lapped the market 15 times in a 5-mile race, or whatever you want to call it. Over the last 3 years, Netflix has delivered 27% per year, while the market's delivered 15. And believe it or not, over the last 12 months, Netflix is up 246%. 246% over the last 12 months, while the market's up 27%. Well, obviously, this is going to really lead to a valuation question, which we're going to address here in a moment. But suffice it to say, when you compare Netflix, the stock's performance against all the other stocks that I cover and follow and track on a daily basis, Netflix gets a performance grade of A. The momentum grade on Netflix also is A. Okay? So this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It hasn't always been that way. Netflix did a big swoon. It went from 304 down to 50. And then it did what I call a Netflix. It went sideways for several months, and then it broke out with a vengeance to the upside and has really never looked back. And I believe that Apple is going to do that. I keep saying that Apple is eventually going to do a Netflix. Apple has now entered into that sideways pattern that Netflix was in for about 5 or 6 months of last year. When Apple breaks out through that 470 level, I'll be interested in Apple again, because I think Apple eventually can get back into the $600-$700 area. But until it breaks out and it proves to me that it's got its mojo back, I'm going to sit and watch that sideways trend. Now, when Netflix broke out of its sideways trend, it rose to number one in my app. Did I buy it? Ouch! Ouch! What's that sound? That's me kicking myself. No. And then it just shot straight up. I missed it. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to have to just wait here for another opportunity. And then it shot straight up again. Yes, those are bruises on my left calf muscle. That's from kicking myself. But I like Netflix as we sit here today because the valuation, I think, it can still grow into. Netflix is expected to grow its earnings by 20% per year over the next 5 years. If we carry those earnings out of 312 at 20% per year over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think the stock can handle, I think that it still has good upside potential, somewhere into the $400 area, and it's currently at 226. I think Netflix passes. I know that Netflix currently passes my performance test. It passes the valuation test. It's a bit of a stretch, but I believe that it can grow into its current forward PE, and I think it can justify a much higher price down the road. Out of 3,384 stocks, Netflix currently comes in at number 17. It's one of the best-looking large-cap stocks in the entire market, and I disagree with those pundits, especially the Seeking Alpha, no, the Street.com pundits who say Netflix, his days are over. Totally disagree. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where I continue to say that as we look at those phases that stocks, asset classes, sectors, markets go through, sideways trends, uptrends, tiring uptrends, rolling over trends, topping out trends, downtrends, I think this market has entered into a sideways trend. And I say that, once again, that that's not the end of the world. You know, I see certain sectors of the market behaving quite well here today. And even though the market has lost some steam here, hey, you know, it's been up for 7 months in a row. How many Tuesdays in a row did we have? We finally had a down Tuesday. Yeah, that words by the Fed were major, were big, game changer as far as the wind behind the back of the market. Now, that doesn't mean you move 100% to the sidelines in cash right now. That means you analyze and you look at every single thing that you own. I look at them on a daily basis, sometimes a few times a day, in the morning and in the afternoon, because sometimes the day can be volatile. We've entered into a volatile time here. It's not going to be as easy as it was. There's going to have to be some very, very difficult decisions made on a daily basis. And I take into account what I always take into account. How is the asset class that the stock is in behaving? How is the sector that the stock is in behaving? For instance, the housing sector has backed off considerably. I started selling stocks in that sector probably 8 weeks ago, somewhere in there, 12 weeks ago. And it continues to deteriorate and soften up. Now, there will probably be a time to get back into it at some point in time, because I'm still a big believer that we're in the early innings of a rebound in real estate and in the housing industry. But for now, that sector has fallen out of favor. And there's had to been some tough decisions made in that sector. And there's been other sectors that have fallen from grace. The mortgage-backed security, the agency REITs. The utilities have fallen out of favor considerably. Anything bond related, sovereign debt, it's all fallen out of favor. The question is, do you continue to ride it? Do you have any kind of an exit strategy as the person that's managing your account? Are they on top of it? Are they doing anything about it? Or has there been no activity in your account for the last 3 or 4 months? Maybe you're a buy and hold, or maybe you're a passive investor and you just believe in owning indexes through thick and thin. I personally have a problem with that. I hate to see the S&P go down 38.5% like it did in 2008 and not take any kind of action along the way. Stay the course is the mantra, you know, that comes from the big wirehouse firms. But, you know, we've entered into a sideways trend that makes this environment a whole lot different than it was a month ago. The foot's no longer on the accelerator. The foot is off the accelerator. The eyeballs are in the rearview mirror. There's a caution flag flying around the racetrack right now. You got to be really, really careful. All right, having said that, there are still stocks that are flourishing. And, you know, one of the areas that's been hit the hardest here during this Fed speak correction is the dividend paying stocks, the income stocks. They were way ahead of themselves for one, way, way ahead of themselves. I almost kicked myself for not taking a few profits way up there at the top in some of these income producing stocks. But you know, at the same time, the purpose of owning these things is to collect the dividends and get a nice yield. And there's going to be some volatility along the way. And some of these have performed so well over the long term that I'm willing to sit through the corrections that come along from time to time in these stocks. But it's caused people to start searching in other areas for dividends. No longer are the mortgage REITs, which were averaging 12, 13% yields, no longer are they safe as interest rates threatening to go higher. Those things have been hammered. No longer are utilities a good place to look for dividends. And no longer is sovereign debt funds a good place to look for dividends and for income. No longer are bond funds a good place to look for dividends. We're searching other areas. And I've been finding a lot of other very fertile areas for dividends. But I think you have to accept a lot less. I'm willing to take 2.5, 3, 3.5% if I also have really good potential for capital appreciation. The banks are a good example of this right now, where you can get good dividends and they actually benefit from rising interest rates. And there's other areas, and there's sometimes strange stocks. My income group of stocks is a very eclectic mix of stocks. Right now, another one that I have found here recently is in one of the fastest growing sectors of our entire economy. What is that sector? Well, let me explain what this company does. The name of the company is Booz Allen Hamilton. Bring your own booze, right? They provide defense, intelligence, and civil management and technology consulting services to the U.S. government. That's right. One of the largest and fastest growing sectors. It's creeping throughout our land. Pretty soon it will engulf our entire planet. But Booz Hamilton is getting a lot of business from the U.S. government, and they offer a dividend of about 2.5%. The stock over the last 12 months is up 90%. Okay? You want a flourishing sector? Listen, I told you. I've told you many times. At any given time, there's certain areas of the economy that are flourishing. If you go back to 2008 when the market was down 38%, you had the pawn shops flourishing. You had the gun stocks flourishing. You had the auto parts stores flourishing. You had the dollar stores flourishing. They were flourishing in that environment back then. This is 2013. And there are still areas of our economy that are doing better than most right now. And one area is companies that are tied to the U.S. government. If you don't believe me, one of the hottest stocks in the entire market is Tyler Technologies, TYL. It's been ranked as high as number 4 or 5 in my app over the last several months. Look at the chart. The chart has made a parabolic move. What does Tyler Technologies do? They provide integrated IT management services and software for cities, counties, schools, and other government entities. Government is growing. Companies are benefiting from this. They're getting big contracts. You know, just look at Disneyland and Anaheim and all the travel agencies that made all kinds of money off of these IRS parties that they're throwing. Booz Allen Hamilton is a mid-cap domestic stock that pays a decent dividend. Let's take a look at the valuation of the company, because it does pass my valuation test. Not only that, it recently broke out from a technical point of view. It did a big old saucer. We call it a saucer pattern. It formed a cup. It did a little short handle, and then it just absolutely exploded to the upside. Booz Hamilton, despite this big move in the stock, is currently trading at just 11 times forward earnings. Almost single digits. Not quite, but 11. It's expected to grow by about 12% per year over the next 5 years. Their earnings over the past 5 years have been growing by 50% per year. That's all I can say. They must be pretty well connected. They must have some pretty doggone good lobbyists back there on K Street in Washington, D.C., because they're getting the contracts. They're increasing their dividend. The stock is flourishing in this environment. It's got a PEG ratio of 1.00. This is a stock that I recently added to my income portfolio. Yes, income portfolio. Like I say, I think if you're willing to accept a little bit less dividend than the 7s and 8s that have been around, which are so vulnerable right now, look, you're getting 1% for a 10-year CD. You're getting 2% on a 10-year treasury. I'm willing to take 2.5%, 3% if I can also get some potential for capital appreciation. And I think Booz Hamilton, BAH, has that kind of look to it at the current time. Out of 3,384 stocks in my Best Stocks Now database, Booz Hamilton comes in at number 155. It gets a grade of A-, sports a current dividend yield of 2.3%. And I think offers some capital appreciation going forward. Not a recommendation, just an example of a best stock now in the income and growth category. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, if you like anything that you hear, I get so many people that call me and say, you know what, I hear things that I don't hear in other places. My guy has no exit plan. My guy just says buy and hold and stay the course. I'm still in bonds and I'm getting crushed. Well, you can give us a call. We have some really nice people that work here. Kind of a family business, but I've got a lot of outsiders too working here at Gunderson Capital Management. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We're here every day. We're very easy to get in touch with. And we also send out the newsletter every week. Man, that thing keep you in the right areas and out of the wrong neighborhoods, because this market's getting dicey. This market has entered into a sideways trend. A sideways trend is an undecided trend, isn't it? Some stocks, however, not everything will march in line and go sideways. Some will decide that, you know what, we've been going up for a long time here. We're going to start to roll over and there's going to be some profit taking. Others will just kind of ride sideways, maintain their relative strength, and others will blast off from here. But this is much more of a cautionary period of time in the market. All right, let's do one more stock here that is flying. You see, not all stocks go down. Here's a stock breaking out to new highs and, if anything, gathering steam. More steam, even in a sideways market. It's a stock that I have featured many times in the past. It's hitting a new all-time high today. It's headquartered in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've used their service. We liked their service. We fly our kids home from college using their service at Allegiant Travel. They provide point-to-point, low-fare passenger airline services from 64 small cities to 11 leisure destinations in the United States of America. It's a $1.9 billion small cap stock. The symbol is ALGT. It passes the performance test. Why? Because it's run laps around the market. Over the last 5 years, Allegiant's delivered 37% per year, while the market's delivered 3.5%. Over the last 3 years, Allegiant Travel has delivered 25% per year, while the market's delivered 15%. Over the last 12 months, Allegiant Travel's up 60%, while the market is only up 27%. Even in 2008, this stock flourished. Yes, the market was down 38% that year. Allegiant was up 51%. From a valuation point of view, it passes the value test. It has a PEG ratio of 0.72. I think that the stock can continue to rise. I think it can, in fact, I have a 5-year target price of 180. It's currently at 97. Allegiant Travel, ALGT, passes the performance test. It passes the value test. The last all-important test, let's not let a computer make the decision here. Let's let human eyeballs look at the chart. Oh, that's a gorgeous chart. Just absolutely gorgeous. Breaking out to a new high today. Allegiant Travel, not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. A little small cap in the transportation sector that is absolutely flying. All right, we're a little bit early, but let's see if we got Craig Brock on the line yet. Do we got Craig?
You got it, Bill. Good morning.
Craig, this is a crazy week. You know, all eyes are on every single economic report that comes out, from PMI to ISM to GDP. It's wild and wacky, and lately we've been getting some soft reports, which I'm sure you're cheering right now.
Well, I'm cheering the ADP report because this is good for me. This is good for people that are looking to refinance or buy a home. Came in a little bit lighter, showed 135,000 jobs created in the private sector, which is 30,000 less than anticipated. So we've got a pullback in treasuries, pullback in interest rates this morning. But, Bill, it's just one day after the drubbing we took last month. This isn't much, but we'll take whatever we can get.
I heard Jeffrey Gundlach, a pretty good expert on the market, and especially the bond market, he thinks that the Fed is going to cut back and taper sooner rather than later.
Yes, he is saying that. Bill Gross is saying that as well. At least with Jeffrey Gundlach, he believes that the Fed won't completely stop, which is encouraging because they've been scaring the heck out of us.
Yeah.
That they're going to completely go away, and we're just going to see this incredible spike like we saw back in 1994. I sure as heck don't.
Nah, I don't see that. I don't see that happening. I really don't.
I hope not.
No, they're going to taper. They're just going to taper and try to ease. And, of course, there's some guys out there that say that that's impossible. There's no way that they're going to ease off the accelerator with this bond buyback program. And, of course, Japan, they're doubling down on their program. I like that Japanese market. I like this after this big pullback that it's gone through. I'm kind of looking at Japan because we know what the Fed, what monetary policy can do to an equities market. Look what it's done to our equities market. It's doubled, you know, since the Fed has been having their foot on the accelerator. Well, there's not a lot of inventory out there. Interest rates are starting to push higher. It's time.
It's
time. We're in the season two where everybody is clamoring. There's a lot of demand right now. There's a little bit of supply. I think you got capital appreciation potential. It's time. Where do we reach Craig Brock?
It's toll free. It's 855-900-3279. And if you're age 62 or better, we're happy to talk to you about a reverse mortgage.
All right. That's right. Okay, Craig, we'll see what happens the rest of this week. I know you want bad news. You know, I kind of want bad news, too, because that's actually good for the stock market right now. Okay, pray for bad news. We'll catch you tomorrow, Craig.
You got it.
All right, and why is bad news good news? Because it's all about the Fed right now. This sideways action in the market, this halt to this 7-month uptrend has been caused by the Fed. But you could say that they were also responsible for the 7-month uptrend. No good thing lasts forever. You have to have some kind of an exit strategy. You have to have some kind of a plan should things start to go south. You can't just keep doing the same old thing. Cycles change. The market changes. Interest rates change. Everything changes. And you have to flow with those cycles. All right. You have a great day. We're pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.